This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
One way or another, Democrats won last night. They'll either get Democrat Darlene Graham into the Senate or they'll get Democrat Annie Andrews into the Senate. It doesn't matter. Either way, they won. And here's what's interesting about this. This is truly historic. Lee, a lot of people don't know this about me. I used to run elections. It's my first job out of college, actually. Real job. I used to run campaigns in North Carolina, statewide, specialized in primaries. Won some, lost some. Learned more from those I lost than those I won. Truly did. And I've been watching this stuff. I mean, I just wonk out on it for a long time. I have never seen Democrats, full-on Democrats, Obama officials, Biden officials, Democrat donors who've never given to Republicans, mob a Republican primary like this with millions of dollars. I've never seen it. This is new. I don't know if this is the first and it will spread. We have seen in other states, Lee, Democrats come in and drop $1 million on a very, very weak Republican candidate pretending to be a Republican. I don't think she's going to be, Darlene Graham's going to be a weak candidate in the general election. A lot of people think that. I think she'll beat Annie Andrews. I think she's an insurance policy to make sure this seat was held by a Democrat. And the fact, Lee, that in these other states, it was hidden. They were running money through PACs, that this has happened in the past, and they've, you know, backed the weakest candidate. They were running money through PACs. They were hiding it. The fact that they did not hide it this time was shocking. I've never seen anything like this in a primary in North or South Carolina, ever. Just the openness of it, the fact that the Invest in Tomorrow PAC and the Daily Signal did a very good job of documenting this, the fact that the Invest in Tomorrow PAC put a press release out. If you go to the FEC website right now, Federal Election Commission, and you look who their donors are, the largest donor, again, and I've been telling you this for a couple of weeks, is a Democrat billionaire who plans to back Gavin Newsom for president and to back Kamala Harris with almost $11 million. And the rest of the donors, all of them are either Biden or Obama officials or a former Democrat donor who was at one point the head of the executive committee for the Syria, big environmental group. I can't remember what it's called right now.
Sierra Club.
Thank you. Sierra Club. So they're not hiding it. They're very open about it. So either way, this is, but she is to the left of Lindsey Graham. Democrats know that, or they would not put this money in. And in the coming years, you're going to see what the folks out on the coast who didn't know what they were doing last night. They went along with Trump. But you're going to see complaints online. She betrayed us. She's not, you know, how could she do this to Trump? How could she betray Trump? I want you to remember, you could always see this coming. Always. There is no way with that amount of Democrat money in this primary that she is not going to have some level of loyalty to the Democrat Party for her win here. She owes them. And she knows it. And, you know, she initially denied knowing that, and I played you that audio, she initially denied knowing the Democrats were openly backing her campaign, had no idea it was happening. And then over the weekend was asked in another interview, hey, you know, Democrat PACs are supporting you. How do you feel about that?
But just kind of your thoughts on them participating in this runoff race.
Well, anybody who wants to support me, I'm honored to have their support, obviously. And, you know, I know it takes a lot of money to run a campaign. That I have definitely learned. I knew that from Lindsey. So, yeah, it takes a lot of money to run the campaign. So I'm appreciative of all.
You take that kind of money. People don't just give you that because they think you're a nice person. That's not the real world. She owes them. They've already cut the deal between her people and the Democrats, the Obama officials, the Biden officials, everyone who supported. They've cut the deal. They know what she's going to vote for. They already know that. They knew that before they put the money in. That's the real world. So, Lee, you've got this bizarre trifecta we've never seen before in South Carolina of Democrat donors, the legendary Graham machine, and Donald Trump coming together to vault Darlene Graham into the U.S. Senate, South Carolina, and in the process, here's the irony, saving the legacy of one of the key architects of the Russia collusion hoax and Trump's, honestly, for quite a while, worst enemy or top five among politicians. So it went from, you know, Lindsey Graham, and quite frankly, what he really thought of Trump.
That he's a jackass.
Really?
That he's bringing his name down and he's not
to you're not MAGA if you don't support the Graham machine. So that's where we are today, and it's going to have reverberations for a while. I was so proud big ones, we'll talk about what they will be. I was so proudly to watch the Upstate,
yeah,
and to see what can happen when people are informed about what's actually going on and then can make a decision. I mean, Ralph Norman absolutely solidly walked away with the Upstate. We did not fall for the Democrat propaganda here. We did not fall for the text from the Democrat donors in their name. I mean, they even said in their text, hey, we're with the Invest in Tomorrow Coalition. Said it right at the top of the text. Nobody bothered to Google, like, who's sending me this? Do you honestly think, and they did YouTube commercials, they did TV commercials, they did all of it. And here's what boggles my mind, and I'll say this, Lee, because this race in particular, not much changes my perspective on the world, but this really does. And let me tell you why. This is the second time this has happened in this state, and it's odd. The first time it happened was David Pascoe. David Pascoe, clearly a Democrat, knocked doors for Barack Obama. Then knocked doors for Joe Biden, very, very much part of the Democrat Party openly for many years.
And denied it in the campaign.
Denied it later, but I mean, we kept playing the audio of him in 2020.
Yeah.
Backing Biden, you know, flying out to Midwest to knock doors for him and bitter cold. And Dick Harpootlian openly ran him in our primary for attorney general, see if he could fool the Republican voters, right? So they're clearly getting to where they know this will be tolerated by the machine in the state, by Henry McMaster. And the thing that floored me, and I keep saying this, Lee, no Republican in leadership in this state called them out. Yeah. And so David Pascoe is a Democrat. And I started looking it up and realized David Pascoe shows a consultant with Pam Evett. See how this works.
Hmm.
And then I start realizing, oh, wow, the same consultant works with Shane Massey.
Oh, there you go.
The Democrat masquerading as a Republican and heading our Senate. Had a lot of these people come to power, Lee? Well, in the last election 2 years ago, I'm convinced Lindsey Graham gave Trump the slate. But as a slate of candidates, all these legislative races Trump endorsed, and I've been saying for a long time, Trump couldn't possibly have known about these candidates. He was too busy. It was 2024, you know. He was trying to stay at prison and get elected, right? But he endorsed them all. I think he trusted the grand machine. Every one of them was liberal. I mean, and a lot of them, people who'd be running as Democrats in other states, they knocked out an entire slate of conservatives. Sadly, conservatives are the most loyal to Trump. And so this state really, Trump really has stampeded through the state and done generational damage by electing, quite frankly, a legislature that acts purple to blue when we need him to do other things. And the irony of that is that Trump himself paid a terrible price for that. He turned around and asked them one thing. These people he had endorsed, he just absolutely wiped out so many great candidates that would have been wonderful. He asked him for one thing, Henry McMaster, for one thing. Hey, let's go ahead and redistrict Jim Clyburn's district. It's illegal now. It's unconstitutional. They said, screw you. We don't care if we lose the House. And understand that betrayal. Trump put those people in place. He was reaping what he sowed. And he finished it in this race. He saved the Graham machine. So it's going to take a generation to get this off our backs. The good news, and there is good news here, if you look at what we have done here in the upstate to try to counter this, and I think a lot of this on Trump's fault is part is just not fully even understanding what he's doing. I think he was very hosed by Lindsey Graham. I don't know what the relationship was there. But for some, I don't know, I have Stockholm syndrome with Lindsey Graham, because Lindsey Graham and John McCain really were the architects of the Russia collusion hoax. They destroyed the first half of his presidency. But for whatever reason, he's just let Lindsey Graham completely drag him through the ringer. And South Carolina's paid a high price for that. But the good news is this, Lee, and this is what I'm going to say about this. This was an unusual situation that will not repeat, more than likely. This bizarre trifecta of massive cash infusions from Democrat donors and Obama and Biden officials, the Graham machine and Donald Trump coming together. We had a major defeat against this machine. This machine can be beaten. We did it. And I want to remind you of that if you're a little down about the election result yesterday. Lee, I mean, they had their succession plan for governor set up. It was going to be Pam Evett and then Mick Disaster Jr. It was going to be full on nepotism. And we crushed it. We absolutely annihilated it. We curb stomped David Pascoe. We will not have a Democrat masquerading as a Republican AG. We sent an AG instead from the upstate. They saw that and they were so enraged, they killed the ivermectin bill to punish us. We saved every single member of the Freedom Caucus that the Graham machine was trying to take out because it wants to stomp out every last conservative, usually with the help of Trump. And you know, I don't know if he knows he's doing it, but you know, we saved every single one of them against a massive onslaught of cash and just a total barrage of lies in the upstate. We sent every one of those guys back. And so the bottom line is, Lee, without the Trump protection, and they won't have it in the future, we can take these guys out. We're not done. We lost a battle this time with Darlene Graham. They lost a big battle for succession last time for the governor's office. So we're at a draw right now. They can be beaten. We've done it before, and we're going to do it again. But last night, we did not win, and it was heartbreaking to watch Ralph Norman go down for refusing to vote for the Green New Deal, for doing what we complain about all the time. Why are Republicans funding these Green New Deal AOC subsidies that, by the way, turned out to be fraud when the EPA was taking a look at him, Lee Zeldin was taking a look at him. You know, Republican leadership in the House was trying to fund it. Ralph Norman stopped them, and he paid dearly for it. And I got to tell you what. These Democrats coming in and taking him out like this, you're not going to see Republicans fight these Democrat climate change subsidies anymore. They can't. They'll be destroyed. But what's so shockingly is for the second time, Tim Scott, Henry McMaster, all of these so-called Republican leaders of this state said nothing as Democrats either flooded the state with cash, backed a candidate. They did it with Pascoe, tried to let him slip through by saying nothing. And they did it again with Darlene Graham. So there is an absolute nexus here with Democrats and the leadership of the state. And it's shocking to see the uniparty operate that way. We'll have more on that coming up.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's not just me, y'all. As I said yesterday, the winner of the state Senate, the U.S. Senate, primary runoff, was the Democrats. Because right now, either way, they're going to have a Democrat senator. Doesn't matter what the party title is. Out of South Carolina, it's either going to be Annie Andrews or it's going to be Darlene Graham. This is truly historic. Folks, I don't know if Democrat black money, you know, but dark money has been funneled into other Republican primaries across the country that I haven't been able to track, but we've never seen them openly spend it like they just did for her. I'm going to be playing the heck out of this audio in the coming years as folks on the coast reel and they leave comments just in shock. By year two and year three, she's betrayed us. She's betrayed Trump. No, she's elected by Democrats. Y'all just didn't know that. I'm not mad at the people on the coast. They didn't know what they were doing. They don't have real sources of news. So remember when Ralph Norman confronted Darlene Graham in that debate? Hey, you know, you've got millions in Democrat, actual Democrat money. This is not just me saying, oh, they're kind of Democrats or they're liberal people. Truly, this pack was described by Google AI as a Democrat pack. Every single donor to it is a Democrat. They're either Obama officials, Biden officials, or a left-wing billionaire who backed Kamala Harris and is now backing Gavin Newsom for president. He's never given a donation to a Republican except to elect Darlene Graham. She owes that. So at first, she pretended not to know.
I'm not sure what Democratic pack he's talking about. I haven't even seen the ad, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, a week later, you can't pretend you don't know anymore. I mean, the group put a press release out. So she says, well, you know, I'm fine. I'm good with it. I'm good with Democrat money.
But just kind of your thoughts on them participating in this runoff.
Well, anybody who wants to support me, I'm honored to have their support, obviously.
And she's honored to have Democrats, but she owes them now. And shock will ensue in the coming years. There is going to be absolute shock. And what people will think is a betrayal, but it's not a betrayal. Really interesting overnight. Folks, I told you when Charlie Kirk died that people don't understand who Charlie Kirk was. And why, if you were, I don't know, Democrat Party, he'd be on your top 10 list of people you wish weren't around anymore. Why? Because he does a good job talking to college people? Well, yeah, the videos were cool. They got billions of hits, but no, that's not it. Charlie Kirk ran the largest field operation in America. Voter targeting, voter turnout. It was a $100 million operation and one of the best in the country, bar none. People didn't know that about Charlie. Charlie Kirk was a master strategist. If you want to know why Donald Trump won at the grassroots level, if you want to know why Donald Trump won a lot of those swing states that he lost the first time, Charlie Kirk. Elon Musk and Scott Pressler did a lot in Pennsylvania. I'm not going to take away from them, but Charlie Kirk. An unbelievable turnout operation. Who runs it? Guy by the name of Tyler Boyer. He's also an internet personality. Chief Operating Officer at TPUSA. By the way, Charlie Kirk's organization endorsed Ralph Norman, right? They were on the ground here. You want to hear what he wrote? As results come in, South Carolina, and he's explaining why Ralph Norman couldn't win. Because Democrats. The Graham machine specializes in turning out Democrats to vote in the primaries to dilute the Republican vote. Democrat donors, Biden and Obama donors, and their former officials of both administrations know that. That's why they pump the money in to help. So here's Tyler Boyer, guy who's run, probably the foremost field operation in the entire country for voter turnout. These are true professionals. South Carolina has open primaries, he wrote on X last night, which allowed Democrats to vote in Republican primary elections. For the runoff, if Democrats didn't vote in the primary, they could be targeted to vote in the Republican primary runoff for a second dip at Republicans. Totally screwed up system, he writes, that benefits moderate Republicans with Democrat votes, not just once, but twice. I dislike open primaries. I'm totally against runoffs. And I've explained to you the entire purpose of the Graham machine and how it meddles in the state and why it does is because Lindsey Graham was always a Democrat. And so he had to find a way to win, and he had to control party chairman at the county level to keep those primaries open. And then his machine was just absolute masters at targeting Democrats and getting them to vote in the primaries. And they did that. They did that. And so what Tyler's saying is, look, we can't beat this. We can't beat this operation. The Graham machine's got, TPUSA, Charlie Kirk's organization. We backed on, we backed Ralph Norman because he's a conservative and a Republican. Two things Darlene Graham is not. And he said, we can't beat this machine. So we got our work cut out for us. We could close these primaries. Everything would change in the state. And folks, we have beat this machine before. It is not unbeatable. We completely destroyed their succession plan. And I don't want you to forget that. Yes, we lost this battle, but we didn't lose the first one. We knocked out two generations of succession for this machine. Pam Evett and Mick Disaster Jr. Wiped them out. And let me tell you what, they are pissed about that. They doubled and tripled down. They did whatever it took to get her in there because this was for the survival of the machine. So you know what? We fought to a draw. We knocked out this succession plan. We took out their gubernatorial candidates. They regrouped. They got Darlene Graham in. They did whatever it took. The Democrats helped because Democrats know they control this state de facto through the Graham machine. It's not over, folks, but they are beatable. But when you get that trifecta, that wasn't really there in the governor's race because Trump didn't come. He didn't campaign. He didn't go to Myrtle Beach. He didn't do any of that stuff. And quite frankly, that's because Trump was mad at him at the time for betraying him by keeping, Clyburn's seat in Democrat hands. Something, by the way, that could cost us the House. That's how serious this is. This has serious national implications. The fact that we keep Democrat congressional seats, we send Democrats as senators. I mean, we are hurting this country. So we lost yesterday, but folks, we absolutely decimated them in that last round of elections. We fought to a draw. We won a battle and they won a battle. And the upstate in lockstep said, no, we know who you are. We know what you're doing. Your game's up. That is incredible progress. It's heartbreaking to know that Ralph Norman will not be the most conservative senator in the Senate. We could have done that, but we're going to live to fight another round. What's incredible, folks, is watching Senator Tim Scott on TV in the last 48 hours telling us the biggest threats, the communists, the socialists, the Democrats. And there is no way he doesn't know. They did all those ad buys for Darlene Graham, yet he never said a word. Never said a word. They know who does the ad buys. They watch it. That's how they know where they need to do their ad buys. They watch the Democrats buy all those ads. They watch the Democrats put out all those texts. They knew it, and they never said a word. They could have said, hey, we want to warn you, Democrats. Obama administration officials, Biden officials are supporting Darlene Graham. We just want to tell you, we got to get the Democrats out of this state. They were totally silent. Just like they were when they tried to help Democrat Pasco hose Republican voters into voting for him for AG. They didn't say a word. Trump in that case had to come in and warn us. That's the only reason he didn't win. And then Tim Scott turns around and goes on TV and tells us we have to fight the Democrats. Like he cares. It's incredible to watch the uniparty work in the state, folks. It's wild to watch them wield power together, Democrats and Republicans alike, and then go on TV as they're doing it and pretend to be at war.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.
There's 50 million people in South Carolina. Half of them live paycheck to paycheck.
Woman who doesn't even know how many people live in South Carolina and know 50 million is not even close. Who said she has no idea about foreign policy because she wants to focus on affordability. And then when asked, what is her plan on affordability, said she doesn't have one. Just got elected yesterday. Pester's pointing out to me, and I'm saying, like, she is really going to owe the Democrats for the millions they pumped into here, particularly the Obama and Biden officials behind the Invest in Tomorrow PAC, who directly and donated to it. She will. But I've had another poster say, hey, she's going to owe Trump, too. That's what's going to be so fascinating to watch her in the coming years. Who she ultimately break with? She loyal to Trump? She loyal to the Democrats? Both pumped in about the same amount of money to get her elected. So, folks, we have this really weird situation, this odd, just quite really bizarre trifecta of Democrat donors, the legendary Graham Machine, and Donald Trump coming together. And if you're just tuning into the show, the head of Charlie Kirk's field operation, and they are legendary, they have the top-notch field operation in the country. It's a $100 million operation. People think Charlie Kirk was a cool guy who talked to some college kids and stuff. He did that. He liked to do that, but he was actually a master tactician. In fact, if I was going to make a list, if I were, I don't know, a Democrat, if the top 10 people I wish were gone in the Republican Party or on the other side, Charlie Kirk definitely be in the top 10. He was absolutely instrumental to Trump's wins in the swing state. So when you have the head of that field operation on Twitter yesterday saying we can't beat the Graham Machine because they turn it, because they supported Ralph Norman, they endorsed him. They turn out Democrats like we've never seen in these primaries. They target him. They turn him out. They went and their targeting is so good with the Democrats. Their connection's so deep with the Democrat Party. They're able to go and find Democrat voters who did not vote in the previous primaries and thus are qualified to vote in this one. He said we couldn't touch it. We tried. We couldn't crack it. That's how deeply entrenched that machine is. But as I've said to you, we beat it before. We fought them to a draw. They won this battle. Yes, we won the last one. We killed their entire succession plan. You, me, the Word family killed it. Pam Evett was supposed to be a shoo-in. Same with Mick Disaster Jr., whoever the heck he is. That was a two governorship succession plan. We killed it. And Trump learned from that. And he learned, well, I'm going to have to get in. I'm going to have to come in on the ground. I'm going to have to, you know, really push this. Scott Pressler, who endorsed Ralph Norman, Scott Pressler is also an organizing legend, helped flip Pennsylvania from blue to red, literally with force of will, driving around in his truck and later raising money. He's a great guy. Unbelievable guy. Talked about what put Trump over. And folks, they had to go. the farthest you could physically drive from the sound of our voices here at WORD to find voters who don't know what's going on in South Carolina, who don't understand the dynamics here, and so don't vote the way we did in the upstate. And folks, if you look at the map gives me chills from last night from the Darlene Graham win. Just the massive margins, 10 points, 20 points, 30 points that we went for Ralph Norman. It's like it's a different state. And that's the difference it makes when people get real information. But here's Scott Pressler on how Darlene Graham ultimately won.
Well, the election came down to 18,069 votes. And I think one very important fact is that President Trump visited Horry County, yep, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, right before the election. And that county alone gave Senator Graham the votes that she needed to best Congressman Ralph Norman. And I do think that the Trump endorsement made a significant impact in this election.
Well, it was that and then just the massive MAGA Inc. funding. I mean, it was absolutely huge. I personally got 5 phone calls yesterday with a guy, live person reading me a script, but still a live person telling me President Trump wanted me to go vote for Darlene Graham. You just can't overcome that. You know what's outrageous about that, though? Do you realize this? The Republican Party has largely, at least through now, I know Tim Scott runs the NSRC, which is the big Senate funding wing, has decided not to fund Ken Paxton. They're going to let him lose to Tallarico in Texas. That was in Politico. And now the Trump team with MAGA Inc. is trying to decide if they're going to fund Paxton either. The Democrats are already spending for Tallarico for Senate in Texas, right? So Cook Political Report just moved that seat from leans Republican to toss up. So Tim Scott is not spending money there, leaving that seat to be won with the Democrats. Trump is now. He may change his mind later. We'll see what he does with his big MAGA Inc. pick. It's about $400 million. Yet they have money to spend getting Darlene Graham elected. $2 million they pumped in. And with the Democrats, $2 million, it was insurmountable. I mean, you spend that amount of money in a week and a half. I mean, that's what you get. So, look, we didn't win this one, but these people aren't going to always be around. We won the last one. We killed the succession plan. So we fought to a draw. We're not done fighting. We can beat these people. We've done it before. That's the stops they had to pull out. They needed to pull the couple million dollars of Democrat funding in here to beat us. So we're not done. But Scott Pressler did bottom line this one.
It's clear and evident that President Trump, without his endorsement, we wouldn't have Senator Darlene Graham today.
Yesterday marked the loss of a truly great human being. Dolly Parton. Not a lot everybody can agree on in this world, but she was wonderful.
Here's a little gal that I know you're going to really learn to love. She ain't no dumb blonde, though. Pretty Miss Dolly Parton.
Just because I'm blonde, don't think I'm dumb. Because this dumb blonde ain't nobody's fool. Jolene, 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 I will always love you.
Islands in the sea.
Thank you, Kitty.
Dolly Parton. You are now and forever a member of the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Here you come again, recognize me, what a way to make a living.
It is my pleasure to induct you into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I'm a rock star now.
We will rock you.
How she'd like to be remembered.
Well, a lot of people ask me, what I want people to say about me 100 years from now. I want them to say, golly, she looks good for her age.
She's also not just an amazing musician, really. She was more like a magician. Given the insanely impoverished background she came from, her father couldn't read or write. She's a master businesswoman. A lot of people don't know her that way, but she was Dollywood, truck stops, just incredible number of copyrights. True success. A lot of folks don't realize Whitney Houston's famous song, I Will Always Love You, iconic song she's known by, was written by Dolly Parton. lot of people don't realize she was just a great singer. She was an amazing songwriter. Anybody can sing, didn't take a lot of intelligence, just takes talent. But she had the brains too. It might not have seemed like it, given the way she dressed and talked, but she did. And she wrote the song, I Will Always Love You, and held on to it for many, many years, the copyright to it, even though it could have made her a lot of money, because she just couldn't find the right person to sing it. And Elvis Presley just begged her to sing it. He would have done an amazing job with that song. And just really wanted to record that song. She wouldn't let him do it. She felt like he wasn't the right one.
Elvis' manager wanted to have the publishing on that song, and I wouldn't allow it because it was my most important copyright. It broke my heart because Elvis didn't get to sing it, but I had to hold on to it. Elvis loved this song. In fact, Priscilla had told me that when she and Elvis were leaving the courthouse after they divorced, he was singing that to her walking out. So she said he did love it.
Oof. But ultimately, once she heard Whitney Houston do it, she knew who it belonged to, she said.
And I will always love you. I will always love you.
I thought it was the most unbelievable thing I'd ever heard. I'd never even believe my little song could be done like that. People say, well, she claims it's her record. I said, it is her record. It's my song, but it's most definitely her record. It didn't sound like that when I had it. She made me rich.
Oh, she was 80 years old and died after a brief struggle with cancer, surrounded by family. And they also did not say what kind of cancer that she had, apparently discovered late, and that was that. So. One of the things I love hearing about this, is, well, you know what? We'll get into this in the next segment, how she decided on her look and to market herself from the time she was young. Starting, folks, at 10 years old, she said, I knew what I wanted to do at 10. My uncle took me, got me on the show. I played a song. Everybody wanted more. And I was home. She said, I knew what I was supposed to do with my life. What a gift to have that at 10.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.